Thank you so much. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Brett Morash from New Rochelle, New York.
New Rochelle, New York. Beautiful, just outside New York City. What do you do there?
I'm on the faculty of the Naval War College in Newport, Rhode Island.
I was going to say, is there a Naval War College in New Rochelle?
No. I commute up there on Mondays and come home on the weekend.
Oh, I see. Well, welcome to the show, Brett. Now, you're going to play our game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Brett's topic?
What the heck is this? I said no brown M&Ms.
At Woodstock, it rained nonstop. The brown acid was no good, and still they played for three whole days. Well, rock stars ain't what they used to be. This week, we had a story that had us wondering if today's bands had gone soft. My panelists are going to tell you three stories about bands acting like flighty little divas. Choose the true story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home voicemail. Ready to play?
Ready to go.
First, let's hear from Paul Prevenza.
It was not off with the heads of the Kings of Leon. It was all over their heads. The megastar rock band was only two or three songs into their sold-out arena show in St. Louis, Missouri, when they abruptly stopped playing and left the stage after receiving, shall we say, very bad reviews from a flock of pigeons that had made a home in the rafters above the stage. Apparently unhappy with the band's opening numbers, the pigeons decided to commandeer the stage and give the audience their live version of an Alfred Hitchcock film classic instead. Kings of Leon bassist Jared Followhill took several hits of pigeon insurgent chemical warfare right to the face. Drummer Nathan Followhill, in a burst of irony, tweeted their disappointed fans, saying, "It was not only disgusting, it was too unsanitary to continue. It was a toxic health hazard to all of us." The band left the stage, went back to their hotel, presumably to do drugs and engage in unprotected sex.
The Kings of Leon, driven from the stage by a phalanx of pigeons above. Your next story of rock stars proving they just don't got it anymore comes from Amy Dickinson.
The Flypaper Experiment is a musical group of recent high school graduates from Sheboygan, Michigan. And so when they were hired to play for a local wedding last weekend, they got excited, a little too excited. They decided to draw up a contract, and they threw in a rock star contract writer just to keep things professional. "We all like chocolate milk, so I was like, hey, let's get it," said Calvin Derrick, the bassist. But in their excitement, the marrying couple forgot to supply the half gallon of milk the group had demanded. And so while the group was in the middle of playing the couple's special song, Color My World, the manager, also Calvin's mother, rushed the stage. "Chocolate milk! Chocolate milk! Give my boys their freaking chocolate milk!" she yelled. Just as the angry bride and her maids rushed the stage, the group ran out the back. An usher smashed a piece of wedding cake into the guitar player's face. The group is not living happily ever after, and the whole matter will be settled in court.
A group of young musicians. Rebels because they got no chocolate milk as they were promised. Your last story of rocking, rolling, and whining comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
We Are Not Men, a cross-gender Devo tribute band. Bill themselves as, quote, beyond sexual, meta straight and meta bent. In fact, they never even use definite pronouns. They'll say, "Well, I was talking to Frankie, and he or she said to me." We Are Not Men have vowed never to do mainstream media interviews again after an experience this week while on tour in Chattanooga. The local TV segment had just been going smoothly enough, lead singer he/she having just made news by criticizing Lady Gaga for refusing to deny that she is a man. When the interviewer said, "Listen, I totally get the music and everything, but what are y'all?" And the whole band burst into tears. Later, a spokesman for We Are Not, or spokesperson for We Are Not Men, accused the interviewer of being unacceptably categorical.
Thank you. So here are your choices from Paul Provenza, the Kings of Leon, the band, driven from a stage early in their set by some incontinent pigeons, from Amy Dickinson, a young band refusing to perform because there was no chocolate milk, as there was supposed to be, or from Roy Blunt Jr., the band We Are Not Men, getting very upset because somebody just asked them, well, then what are you? Which of these is the real story of a rock band showing that they just don't make them like that anymore?
Well, they're all pretty good, but I'm going to have to go with Paul's story with the pigeons' review of the Kings of Leon.
Really? Well, to find out the correct answer, we spoke to someone who witnessed this event firsthand.
We did see one pigeon sitting up in the rafter, and it was pooping. But at that point, it's like, why wouldn't you just move everything over?
That was Jennifer Lauder asking a very sensible question, who was at the Kings of Leon concert in St. Louis last Friday. Congratulations, Brett. You got it right. You did it right. You earned a point to Paul Provenza. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting in your home answering machine. Well done, Brett. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.